Welcome to another Have You Heard interlude session. This time around, we're going to be talking with our friend David Leinard, who's a piano player in New York now. We got to know him while he was living here in Indianapolis. And now he's touring around with a band called Sammy and the Congregation. They're a fun band, and when they were in town, we got to speak with them. And so we hope you enjoy our conversation with them. And always, thanks for listening. You know, Matthew, sometimes people like to call into the show to promote upcoming shows.
Yeah, I think they're probably generally afraid. We have not showered.
Well, actually, I haven't today.
Yeah, actually, I haven't either.
Okay. All right. Well, see, you have a job. I have to just stay home and take care of my kid.
But I have a younger kid than you do, so.
That's true.
Maybe I can use that as an excuse.
Well, okay, that's an excuse. But regardless of our showering techniques and the frequency therein, we do have some great people on the phone. And we're going to be talking with members. We're going to be talking about this band entitled Sammy Miller and the Congregation.
Oh.
They have a new EP out, and they're on tour. They're going to be playing in Indianapolis here on April 12th at the Hi-Fi. And I thought it would be cool if we talked to them, and so did their manager. And we know somebody in the band.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. Remember years ago, a piano player named David, started with the L, something? You know, David.
Yeah, David.
Yeah.
Nice. Whatever happened to him?
I don't know.
Oh.
But I think he's in this band.
Oh, really?
And he's on the phone now. So we have...
It's great to see that, you know, people are able to continue their career after they leave Indianapolis.
Yeah, yeah. You know. I'm going to have to find some new hitmen.
Yeah.
So we have Sammy Miller on the line and David Leinard, who are going to be playing here April 12th. So, Sammy, welcome to Have You Heard.
And thank you for having us.
David, thank you for joining us as well.
Hey, guys.
Tell us about this band, The Congregation, or do I have to say Sammy Miller and The Congregation? Can I just say The Con? No. That's not good. The conge? Probably not.
However you want to do the final edit, I'll leave up to you. But generally, it's The Congregation. Sammy Miller and The Congregation.
Cool. It's a high-energy band. Tell us about this group.
Yeah, it's basically we're all friends here who have lived in New York City. And I think we call the jazz that we play, we call it joyful jazz. Because the concept is simply that jazz can be have the highest level of integrity of art and also a high level of entertainment and engagement. And these two things are actually, they're not inseparable, but they work best in tangent with one another. So that's what we try to do is uplift people with music.
Mm. Well, I did watch some of your videos and I've listened to the EP that you sent out, and it is infectious and it's fun, and you're doing a lot of... Well, I wouldn't say obscure tunes, but some very familiar tunes and some tunes that aren't so familiar. So how does the process go about of picking the tunes to do for your band?
Well, I think, you know, we're very lucky to have been born in a country with such rich musical history, you know. And so, of course, we draw from a lot of composers, and the jazz idiom. So, like, you know, we do a lot of music, Duke Ellington music, and he's somebody who's has such a wide range of music within his own, just from his pen, you know. But also, so trying to take songs that he wrote and composed and finding a place for them in a modern context with what we do, you know. But then, like you mentioned, we certainly do play some more obscure music and draw from older composers or even American folk songs and hymns that don't have composers that predate the birth of jazz, songs from the 1800s and whatnot, that I think they all share sort of this universal American sound that we now know. And so trying to understand, like, well, what makes songs sound American? And I think there's something, it's a question I've always been interested in. So once we kind of figure out songs to play, I always get together with Davey first now. Dave, are you there?
That's wise. Yep.
Right here.
Because he's a genius, and he's the only one who can make sense of what's going on in my head. So we try to work out stuff.
I try to bring it down to earth a little bit, you know. Sammy has all these ideas, and I try to say, okay, well, how can we actually do this?
Right. Well, that's okay. There's I think
communicate it with the rest of the band. Yeah.
In every pair, there's the idea man, and then there's the get it done guy. You know, like somebody who's like, this is a great idea and it'd be awesome, and then there's somebody who can actually implement it. But I know David, you're a very creative person. And you can probably do anything I try to do, you could probably do it better. But,
I second that.
Yeah.
I used to play trombone, you know.
You did? You and Joel Tucker, man.
I'm not a trombonist, but yeah, man.
Great. That's all I need to know. Don't pick the trombone up, man. Give a guy a break, man.
Well, I got a pretty terrible sound, but yeah. I feel like that's what I really like about the band too, is that Sammy has all these ideas that are constantly flowing out, and it's not just me that kind of tries to make them happen. I feel like every member of the band has their own unique way of making these things happen. Mm. You know, so we have a lot of different, very different skill sets in the band, which I think makes it very complete, and just you never know what you're going to get out of the music.
Yeah.
Well, and if I can just add that I'm very conscious of trying to bring material to the band, whether it's original material or if we're playing other people's music, that it can be a platform to have the different members shine, you know, with their skill set. Like, everyone has such unique voices. And so trying not to act like everyone is the same type of soloist with the same type of skill set, like really trying to find material that features the best parts of each member of the band.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I would love to play the tune Sunshine, because it's a tune that everybody is familiar with, whether or not they realize it. And then we can kind of start from that foundation of familiarity, and we can talk about the different members. I'd love to talk about the different members of the band and how you put everything together.
Yeah.
We're talking with Sammy Miller and David Leinard. They're from the band Sammy Miller and the Congregation. They're going to be at the Hi-Fi in Fountain Square on Tuesday, April 12th. They're on a loop-de-loop tour, right? That Saul. For more information, you can go to Sammy Miller Congregation. That's SammyMiller Congregation.com. And this is going to be a fun show, and I'm pretty sure you're not going to be disappointed. So let's just get right to it. Here is the tune from Sammy Miller and the Congregation, Sunshine.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. So please don't take my little old son away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamt I held you in my arms. But then I awoke, dear, and found that I was mistaken. And so I held my head and I started to cry. You are my sunshine,
my only sunshine.
Thank you. make you happy if you would only do the same. But if you leave me to love another, you will regret it, baby, all your days. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, just how much I love you. I said, please don't take. I said, please don't take. I said, please don't take my sunshine away.
EP Say Say Say, that was Sammy Miller and the Congregation with the song Sunshine. I'm Matthew Altizer.
And I'm Richard Dole.
You were listening to WICR 88.7. The specific show is Have You Heard? And we have Sammy Miller and David Lennard on the phone. Thank you for joining us from where are you now?
Where are you guys?
Back in New York City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think Dave's in Brooklyn. Yeah.
All right. Yep. Wow, this is like technical. Cool.
Yeah.
We're doing like a three-way, a party line. It's a party line. That's the name of your next album, Party Line. Okay, get everybody on.
Yeah. Yeah, let's get more people on the phone here. Who else?
Well, Sammy Miller and the Congregation is going to be at the Hi-Fi in Fountain Square on Tuesday, April 12th. For more information, you can check out SammyMillerCongregation.com or HiFiIndie.com. And it's going to be, as you can tell from this music, it's going to be high energy. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Sammy, why don't you give us a rundown of who's in the band and what's who's playing what?
Yeah. So I guess first off, we have Indianapolis's finest on the piano, Mr. Dave Lennard. And I met David in my master's program at Juilliard.
Dropping some Juilliard stuff. Who else do you guys know? No, I'm just kidding. That's pretty awesome. Congratulations.
And funny enough, me and David really didn't play together very much at school until the end of a year. And then I realized that I think we found each other and just like it really works well. So Dave... And then also from that program is Alfonso Horn, a trumpet player. And he's from Jacksonville, Florida. Dave's from Indiana. We got people from all over. And then the front and the bass is my buddy John Snow. And John is from Los Angeles, California. And then the front line, we always have four horns. And so I said
nice.
The aforementioned Alfonso Horn on the trumpet, And then on the saxophone, we have on the tenor, Ben Phlox from Santa Cruz, California, Patrick Sargent on the soprano saxophone, and on the trombone from DeKalb, Illinois, Sam Crittenden, Tall Sam, we call him.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool. Man, that's a great lineup, and everybody adds a little something to the band. And Sammy, what do you play? Sing, just sing? You dancing? What's happening? You forgot to mention yourself.
I'm the drummer.
Oh.
But I like to sing, and I certainly like to dance. So all those things with.
You're like the present day Phil Collins.
Alfonso.
Yeah.
Alfonso's the main dancer, though.
Yeah. I'm more background dancer.
Background dancer. Yeah. I'm always background dancing. Not by choice, but.
Yeah.
Cool. That's a great lineup. And so you guys are on a little tour. Were you just in Russia? Did I see that on Facebook?
Russia? Yeah, Dave, you want to tell them about it?
We got back yesterday.
Whoa.
And we went right, we took like a hour or two nap and then went right to our gig in Brooklyn, our regular Sunday gig. So that was quite an adventure. we played at a jazz and humor festival in Chelyabinsk. Is that how you say it, Sammy?
Yeah.
Chelyabinsk. We played there and then went to Moscow and played at Igor Bootman's Jazz Club. So that was fun.
Wow.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. A quick little trip. not much time to sleep. But, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you guys are young.
It was pretty remarkable, though, for I think all of us to see how much, like, especially at this jazz and humor festival, because the concept was how do you mix these two different genres or two type of different art forms, and for us to be presenting it to people, it was like a sold out crowd, 700 people in this concert hall who don't speak English, and I'm none of the band speaks Russian, so how do we make people laugh and understand what's happening? And it was pretty amazing to see how much of the stuff is universal, and the mm-hmm. music kind of speaks for itself.
It's cool. Yeah. I wanted to ask, you're playing at the Hi-Fi here in Indianapolis, mm-hmm. which is a great local venue. Do you consciously look for other venues? Like, obviously David is also an accomplished jazz musician. It sounds like, there is this real jazz infusion in everything. Are you consciously trying to stay away from certain jazz clubs? Are you just wanting to go wherever you can go? Am I asking the wrong question here? I don't know.
No. I think that's very fair. I mean, like Dave mentioned, we play in Brooklyn every Sunday night at this bar called The Woods, which is really about as far from a jazz club as a establishment can be. It's a pretty rowdy bar on the weekends, but and we do that in a lot of the places we play with a conscious effort to not just play for people who are already aware of this art form, but to try to reach new and young people who maybe wouldn't go to see a jazz show at their own fruition. But if you give it the right environment, this music is has a lot to offer people. So we do really try to play in venues that are not regular jazz venues.
That's cool. Excellent. I think anything we can do to expand our audience base, keeps the art form alive. And I, on behalf of old, jaded jazz musicians, thank you.
No, it matters. I think it matters a lot. Yeah.
We try to mix it up. We're playing at Andy's Jazz Club in Chicago. That's this Friday and Saturday. We're basically just trying to mix it up, I think, as much as we can, and see if nothing else, just to see which venue would work best, type of venue works best for us. So,
I would love to play a tune here. We played something familiar. I'd like to play something new. At least I think it's new. Is this Superman? Is that one of your original tunes?
Yeah.
Cool. I like this tune a lot. And, the EP Say, Say, Say is, four tunes deep, but there's a lot of different variety going on. So let's play Superman. Again, this is Sammy Miller and the Congregation, their new EP, Say, Say, Say. They're going to be at the Hi-Fi Tuesday, April 12th. We'll have all the information on our Facebook page, facebook.com/haveyouheardjazz. You can also email us at hyhjazz@gmail.com. But we're going to have Sammy Miller and David Liner on the phone when we get back. And this is your original Superman.
Seem to me all the young people have all the fun. Seem to me all the young people have all the fun. I want to be a Superman. Say to cats in the trees. Want to be a Superman. Say to cats in the trees. Oh, he never ever fails and he's always so free. Cause he never ever fails and he's always so free. And when he's flying around, I hope he's singing songs like this. Wanna climb the tallest tree, camp the highest hills. Wanna climb the tallest tree, camp the highest hills. I'm sick and tired of these days when I gotta sit still. Sick and tired of these days when I gotta sit still. Don't tell me I'm crazy, though I really don't mind. Don't tell me I'm a crazy, though I really don't mind.
Superman by Sammy Miller and the Congregation. We have Sammy Miller and David Leinart on the phone with us. Man, this is so much fun to talk to you guys. For more information, check out sammymillercongregation.com. You can check out the hifiindie.com. They're going to be at the Hi-Fi Tuesday, April 12th. They're on their loop-de-loop tour. That was an original. So they're doing familiars. They're doing some originals. And you know, Sammy, this is, like you said, it's joyful jazz. You guys have a lot of fun bringing all this stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds totally. It, at least.
No. Yeah. This is, we take great pride and great seriousness in the whole matter. We love doing it, and it's really a privilege to create music for other people.
Mm-hmm. And say if somebody's on the fence for heading out on a Tuesday night, talk him into it, Sammy.
Talk you into it.
Yeah.
No, I'll just say I think we're in a century when people's connotations with jazz are not always positive, and I think we've worked really hard to. I mean, you can't just be. We're not just trying to do a good job out here, but we promise. This will be one of the best shows you've been doing in a long, long time. We've played all over the world and all sorts of venues, and we take a lot of pride and in investment in every time we pick up our instruments. And so we will do everything we can do within our power to make it meaningful for everybody who ever comes to see us. You know, every gig is very important to us.
And it's a 7-piece band in it. not easy to travel around with seven people, so I commend you for that. And I really dig, in the music and their videos out there on YouTube. I encourage, we'll post some of those on our Facebook page as well. Well, we're going to end here, run out of time. I'd love to play the tune Mahogany Hall Stomp. How did you come up with this old tune? It's not a super popular tune from, I know it through Louis Armstrong, but how did you come across and decide to do this tune?
Well, I like you, found it from Louis, and I used to listen to that recording all the time, and it's a hip history, that song, because it's a song about Mahogany Hall, which was actually a brothel, the most famous brothel in New Orleans at the turn of the century that Lulu White ran, and I think it's important for us to honor all parts of America's history and be aware of what was going on. So I think it's a good song to play of old New Orleans songs that feature that polyphony of the front horns. I think it's a beautiful melody, and I think we had a lot we could it as a canvas. There was a lot we could do with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Real quick before we actually get to the tune and wrap everything up here, do you guys have everything written out, or is it really just a collective improvisation? You've been playing together, so you kind of feel each other out. And is it difficult to sub somebody in if they need to, or no subs allowed in the band?
I mean, at this point, nothing is, even though we might have some charts from the beginning of the band, we don't use charts at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's intentional, because I think if you really want to learn a piece of music, if you're a jazz musician, it's a way to, you can get lost in the music. I mean, you can get lost in the score
paper
and the notation. Yeah.
Yeah,
so I think as a way to just take that out of the equation and say, like, you know, your ears and your judgment, the musicians that we use and the guys in the band, their ears and their judgment will always take them to the right place and the right choices.
Mm-hmm.
So even if they fudge a note here too.
Yeah. Especially if you have such great musicians that it sounds like you do, and you have a great camaraderie because you can see it, you can hear it. And congratulations to you, Sammy. And David, it's so nice to talk to you. I'd love to get you one of these days. We'll have to have you call in, and we'll talk about what you've been doing, because I know a lot of people around here, you know, they miss you, buddy. Everybody misses you.
I miss all you guys. I miss Indy so much.
Well, you know, this is a good
can't
place
to come back.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
Yep.
To see you.
It's
hopefully
be really fun.
We'll be able to make it out. So this is, we're talking with Sammy Miller and the Congregation. They're going to be at the Hi-Fi Tuesday, April 12th. They're on their Loop de Loop tour. For more information, SammyMillerCongregation.com and HiFiIndy.com. We're going to wrap this up, guys. Thank you so much for talking with us. And we're going to end now with Mahogany Hall Stomp.
Mahogany!
You have been listening to the Have You Heard podcast. A big thank you to Jared Thompson and Premium Blend for letting us use their incredible original tune, Pursuit of Happiness, from their album, The Road. You can hear Have You Heard every Wednesday at 9 p.m. in Indianapolis on WICR 88.7 FM, or you can listen to us anywhere in the world through the internet at wicronline.org, or look for WICR in the TuneIn Radio and iHeartRadio apps. Listen to us anytime by coming back to haveyouheardjazz.com, where we will be adding new material all the time, so there will always be something new for you to check out. As always, we appreciate your time, your support, and thank you for listening.